Adidas.
Digimon. Digimon. Awful and worth is a world for us all. Digimon. Welcome to Podigis, episode 400.5, now arriving at Platform Feedback.
Frontier Expectations Feedback. Recorded January 19th, 2017.
Podigis is your critically nostalgic analytical tour through the Digimon anime. I'm Jeff Ruberg, and today it's just me and my fellow trailmon, Ashley McDonald.
I wanted to read that.
Well, I didn't have anything to respond.
Well, neither did I. That's why my response was, I wanted to read that.
So, hopefully. You probably noticed things sound a little differently. This is our first attempt at a live episode. If you're listening live, you definitely notice things are different. Thank you to everyone who was in the chat. And yeah, our goal with this is to, produce it live and put it out without much editing, because that was one problem with the feedback episodes in season 3, which is that they were intended initially to be extra little supplemental things, but ended up taking about as much time to edit as the real episodes, which, you know, was like tens of hours, and it was like, this is absurd, and it made the season go even longer than it should have, like over a year. So yes, our goal is to pare these down, simplify what's in the feedback episode, but also make it really quick to produce. And also, once we decided that it was just going to be me and Ashley so we could record them more flexibly, we realized then we could have live episodes. So hopefully...
Yeah, Asher and Andrew ruin everything.
They weren't quite as comfortable with doing live episodes. We're not comfortable either, but I'm forcing us to do it. So
Jeff is making weird hand motions.
I'm making weird hand motions. I don't know why. I just saw that With a Will tweeted that we're doing a live episode, which is intimidating, because that means people are going to be coming in. Anyway, yes, we're going to start doing live. If you're not listening to this live, then we'll be doing the next feedback episode live. You can join in then. Hopefully it's a fun thing to do on a regular basis. Our goal is to record these on Thursday nights. Recording right now, it'll hopefully be earlier. It'll be closer to 7 Pacific time in the future. We were delayed a lot because of all of the setting up and everything. There are so many more distractions when it's live, I'm realizing. Anyway, yes, it's only going to be every other week because it's just feedback episodes, not the main episodes. So it's not going to be like a recurring every Thursday thing. But we'll keep you informed on social media and stuff for when we are doing them in the future. So anyway, now that I've rambled too much about feedback episodes, our first segment is Fortnightly Question. So, which is just a rebranding of voicemail.
Fortnightly. You just wanted to say the word Fortnightly.
I seriously spent so much time trying to think of just like any other word to describe question.
You just wanted to pretend we were in the 1800s.
That's, yeah, 1800s, totally. No, it's because it's not quite a voicemail question, especially not for this episode, because we forgot to mention it in 400. And so no one left voicemails because we didn't do it in the proper segment where we ask people to send voicemails. So this one, it's just social media replies.
Okay.
So let's go through a couple. Let's start with Twitter.
Starting with Twitter.
So May Fisher guest from ancient... Oh, sorry. I actually need to say what the question was. That's the most important. I meant to write that down in our notes, and I totally forgot. The question was, what aspect of Frontier are you most excited for? So I think when we recorded 400, we were like, oh, there's no need for a feedback, a voicemail question, a Fortnightly question, whatever. And then afterwards, like, no, this is the most this is totally a thing that we
already
ask.
What was it?
Wow, actually. There are so many distractions. I'm sorry. It's just like so weird to get used to. It's like there's the chat. There's, social media to keep track of. Anyway.
Say the question.
The question was, what aspect of Frontier are you most excited for?
Okay.
So, and actually, I'm going to alternate. So we're starting with Twitter. May Fisher guest / ancient Irismon / host of Lost in Translation Mon said the end. Joking, I'm looking forward to ranting about gender.
Sam Krieger. Are we doing Twitter handles? / at Sam sure. _ Krieger of the Moncast, which is a podcast about Digimon and Pokemon. Just says the digital world. It's definitely one of the better versions with interesting Digimon and places to visit. Then a forest happens. Exactly.
I don't
that a forest happens.
I'm skeptical that Sam actually thought that. And I think
he's just saying it to humor me.
Yeah, exactly. Joe/Lonely Distance said the evil spirits, the first group of truly interesting villains in the franchise.
Big claim. Okay.
I agree.
Okay. Steven/@.yawning. Is that how we decided it was? Whatever. Says, the digital world. Look at that shopkeeper. What are they eating? And the scan quotes. Less flamboyant in English, though, I think. You are going to find out that I can't actually read. Is what yep. This is going to reveal.
What we're also realizing is that apparently Twitter displays the replies in different orders to us. I've been hopping. Anyway, CC Takato said, I'm most excited for Koichi's storyline. I'm also I'm worried. And like I said in 400, looking back, oftentimes was my favorite character, but I'm kind of worried that I'm worried there might not be much to his storyline. So hopefully, I'm hoping there's a good storyline there. I'm kind of worried though.
Okay. And @Byron_Lover_7.
See, there we need to say the Twitter handle because I'm not just going to say A said.
A! I totally am. Mercurymon as a villain and the characters, especially Koichi and Koji, and their backstory. Koichi and Koji have... They're brothers, right? Is that a thing?
Yes.
They needed different names. We're
trying to avoid explicit spoilers like that.
Spoilers! Spoilers.
Yeah, okay. Nate/Tama the Yoshi said, the characters. I resonated a lot with this cast of characters, even the characters I disliked at the start.
@Homo_neurotic.
When it's the same thing, we don't need to repeat it.
When it has an underscore in it.
The underscore is so important.
The backstory. Also, digital world being eaten up. Lots of people want this digital world.
Shadow Lilith 92. Also, displayed Digimon, Lirismumon, anyway, said the analysis of the different characters and their backgrounds. Also, the descriptions and motivations of the villains.
Okay. Trickster Coyote. See, this one is actually the same. I'm most excited to see how this cast of characters differs from previous seasons of Digimon. Also, the different evolutions.
Cassie's and Smark? It's always hard to tell how
Cassie
to pronounce.
Cassie Sands Mark.
Anyway,
there's so many ways.
said the banter when it turns into the Takuya and Koji show. I'm kind of. Is it actually banter, or are they just like trying to be salty about how the Takuya Koji show is frustrating that it focuses on them more? Is there like background banter with the other characters? I don't remember that.
I don't know.
Something to look forward to, I guess.
They have to still talk, right?
I guess.
All right. Erica/Oh Boy. I don't know. How do I say it?
Navigates. Also, you didn't say like ~E/
it's fine.
Erica with spaces in the middle.
Whatever. Characters. Everything okay, but really the characters. Oh, these characters have been letting me down so far.
Yeah, to clarify, we're releasing this between episodes 400 and 401, but we have already recorded 401. We probably should have started watching episodes before 402, actually, but Ashley and I are behind. If not, Andrew's already finished watching 402 episodes because Andrew is excited.
Andrew is way too hype.
but yeah, so we have, yeah, we know things about the future, 401 stuff. And let's just say our initial impression with the characters is not very positive. And not in a way that's like, oh, we think these characters are going to be terrible forever. It's like,
I mean, they got
characters
better.
And we start off seemingly purposely bad, purposely frustrating. So, no comments from Tumblr. There are more answers from Facebook. Justin Lawson said, the twins, like their whole arc/character development, it's very interesting.
That name is Justice, by the way.
What did I say?
Justin.
Did I say Justin? No, I didn't.
Yes, you did!
Okay. Oops. Whatever.
I told you, this will just reveal that we can't read.
Yeah.
Heolori, yeah, I'm just going to say that, says, all the digital world mythos. I love how much detail, I love how much more detailed the lore is.
Zoe's my favorite in the chat, pointed out that I did say Justin, apparently.
I was not joking.
usually when Ashley and I get into arguments on the podcast, I can be like, Ashley, you definitely said this. And she'll be like, no. And then I'll be like, Ashley, here, I'm going to play it back to you later. And then you'll see how wrong you are. But apparently that's me this time. And we have the chat to
tell me how wrong I am. Pants.
Yasser said, the Takuya deconstruction arc, I think I know what they're referring to. I'm curious to see how that plays out.
Does he become a trailmon and then they take him apart piece by piece?
Please just read the next one. please just.
Cordell says, when the human side and the beast side fuse together. Isn't that a spoiler?
Kind of. I think for this episode we're not gonna have anything warning about spoilers. That is one comment that we'll get to later that people found a little jarring, the spoiler music thingies I tried putting last episode. Anyway, and when I asked on Twitter who was interested in having spoilers kept hidden from them, they didn't want to be spoiled about things. It was only 10% of people. So
all right, fine, whatever.
Yeah. I don't think we're going to try too hard. We're going to try minimally, but not put in tons of effort to avoid that. Anyway.
Zoe's my favorite in the chat. Answered the question as Pokemon and Neymon banter. They're okay so far. I'm okay with them.
That was something, I think, in 400. I was like, oh yeah, I'm excited to see that because I think that it's something as a kid I rejected because it was silly. And as an adult, I will be more accepting of the silliness. But based on the first 9 episodes, I don't have hopes for that anymore. It was a spoiler alert, but episode 401, we only did one RDD clip pick for each person instead of normally do two. Or
it's because they all chickened out.
Well, I was like, I put down a bunch of choices, but I was like, none of these are that good. So this season might be an RDD light season, which would be kind of disappointing. I think they kind of, like, Tamers was also had highlights, but not as many, like, purely absurd things like Adventure and 02.
It's true. I feel like of the four that we picked, they were the, like, actually absurd ones.
Anyway, I'm showing you how to do this live. Okay, so now on to comments that lovely listeners have sent us in. Before we get to that, actually, I wanted to remind everyone about the fantasy draft because this whole season is structured differently. In the past, when there'd be a FIVIC episode, by that point, the fantasy draft was closed and we were revealing the results of the previous. Anyway, at this point, the fantasy draft for round one is open and is open until episode 401 comes out, which hasn't happened yet. So just a reminder that you should go pick your fantasy draft picks. And as you mentioned, 400, that's not on the Podigest forum anymore. Right now, actually, as of the time this is, if you're listening live, there's just been a call on social media. If you're listening in the podcast feed, there will be a post that's available on the sidebar of the website that lets you submit a fantasy draft pick if you do not have social media. But we'll keep reminding people on social media to submit a pick before 401 comes out. And yeah, same structure as last season. Pick a human and a Digimon, and you get points if it's our favorite characters. And there have been some pretty good ones that come in so far in terms of ridiculousness. Like a Koji spirit evolving into Tsunamon, which I like to see.
Yes.
And the way I think I explained this in 400, but instead of discussing the picks for the extra points on the podcast, we're just going to do that offline in email, and then we'll post the results on social media and on the website. So there's not going to be a discussion in the podcast proper about the results. So, but we'll have, like, on the website, there'll be a thing where you can track the scoreboard and everything like that. So anyway, that's cool. That's exciting. Gotten a bunch of things coming. Are there any ridiculous ones? Koji into Justimon. Oh, Koji into Pandamon. I like that one.
Pandamon was quality.
Oh, yeah. I guess there were also a couple questions, clarifications about the fantasy draft. The first one came from Zoe, is my favorite, in the chat right now. And she asked, do the Digimon have to be seen in the episodes that we're focusing on? So for 401, do they need to be in episodes 1 through 9? And no, they don't. The only problem with that is you're giving up a choice. Like, then that means the the character that you pick has low likelihood of being one of our favorite characters. It's still possible we watch episodes 1 through 9 of Frontier and we decide Ty is my favorite character. Like, no, that's a possibility.
You would gain the, like, ridiculous points off of it.
Right. It's possible to gamble and lose chance to get the MVP points and instead get the most desired or most silly points. So
I think it's, we normally agree more on the silly ones.
Well, right. So the point is that the base strategy is to go for the MVP or the favorite characters, but that only gives you 1 point. Like, there actually isn't much reward from there because each host only has 1 point there. Whereas, like, yeah, there's a lot of agreement in the most silly. You have a higher chance of getting a pick which everyone considers the most silly, which means you can get 4 points for that. Right. So, like in last season, Homer Neurotic came in halfway through the season and picked lots of good, absurd ones, which then, like, got him into second place, I think, by the end. So,
yeah. So we got a thing out of that because we ended up giving the first three people stuff. Mm.
Yeah, and also, I mean, a big rule change from the last season is that the first through fifth place will get rewards. Prizes, not awards. It's not like a...
Rewards.
I said award.
Awards, even better.
The anime awards, the Oscar. Anyway. Also, there was another question. I can't remember where this is from because I just pasted it raw into the Google document. Yeah, I do not remember.
I think
it's the same question.
It was from Embermoto.
Oh, yeah, I think it was from Embermoto. I can't remember where they asked it. But anyway, yeah, it was the same question. Do they have to be from... also, they asked if it needs to be a spirit Digimon, because we are talking about it in terms of human spirit evolving into a Digimon. No,
it can
totally
be
not.
Tsunamon.
Yeah, it can be Tsunamon. No. It can be Koji spirit evolving into Pandamon.
Yo, Pandamon was dope.
Yeah, it was dope.
I cannot tell you whether we picked him as a favorite.
Right.
It's just he was dope.
I also don't remember if we picked him as a favorite, so I'm not.
I do remember.
Anything. Okay, now into actual comments. This is an auto comment, auto future comment, and it's just that co-host Andrew mentioned something in our Slack about how episode, I can't remember which one it is. It's episode 5, the one about JP.
Yes.
Is titled Ladies and Gentlemen, the Beetlemon, which we never talked about in the episode, but I was like, that's just a stupid title. And he mentioned in Slack that it's based on the introduction of the Beatles on.
Yeah.
Ladies and Gentlemen, the Beatles. I didn't know that. We don't bring it up. Don't get your hopes up because we won't bring it up. But
were we supposed to? I mean, it's just like it's a reference that no child is going to get. So I don't know why they bothered.
Are you calling me a child?
No, I'm just saying when it came out when we were 12, it's like.
Hey, I had a
even less likely
Beatles Rock Band.
Oh,
I assume they.
Yeah, you were all about Beatles Rock Band.
They recreated that stage in Beatles Rock Band, I think so. I assume it's the stage, like, when they do, like, a talk show in the U.S. or something.
Spoilers, I don't like Beatles that much.
Poor Beatlemon. okay, so first comment comes from Noctis Warp on Reddit. So I'm just going to read most of the comment. Fantastic. Looking forward to the season's coverage. Just a small note, because I know you listen and care about listeners' feedback. It would be better to decide if you want spoilers to be talked about or not. Didn't love the warning spoilers ahead segments with music. I bring this up just because I'm curious how other people think about that, because yeah, I agree that was kind of a jarring thing to put in there and, you know, like distracts from the episode and stuff. So, you know, it's kind of like interrupts our discussion and then like puts you back in the discussion. And for most people, like we did the Twitter poll, 90% of people don't care about spoilers. Either they know what happens or they don't care about spoilers. And for the other 10%, we're not going to like, I don't think the kind of spoilers we're going to talk about are really going to ruin the experience. The kind of spoilers that happen in Frontier are not things, I think, that come out of completely nowhere. I think there are signs for them. We definitely talk about more than just the signs. Like, but I don't think it's the kind of thing where like your only enjoyment of Frontier is going to come from like, oh my God.
Hope not. Your enjoyment of things should not come from, like, just things happening, I feel.
I find that very debatable. I think that we have this argument a ton. Ashley and I have this argument a ton about spoilers and their value, and I think they're a lot more valuable than Ashley does. Ashley just thinks they're ridiculous in general.
It's true.
I think there is a lot of value in spoiler warnings, at least, in just that, like, you can't predict how someone else can say, like, you can say, yes, I don't value the surprise or twists that much, but to just say, like, and I know how everyone else views it too. Like, you can't know how they value it. And you can always say, like, oh, but I enjoyed it watching the second time, having known things, or I enjoyed watching X or Y, knowing what was going to happen. But, like, that still gives you a different experience than if you watch it without knowing what's going to happen. And to force on someone that they will now get that second experience instead of the first one, even if that second one is just as good as the first one.
More valuable.
Anyway. All that is to say, I'm sorry if we spoil you. It's hard to do a podcast when you're taking into account every 10% of people. So, sorry about that.
It's okay. I don't really remember what happens in the season.
It's true. So, you're probably on the same page as us. And also, they mentioned... So, this is still from Noctis Warp on Reddit. Also, since this is a season that most have watched, but I think most haven't rewatched or watched again in years, could you have a small... literal summary of the events of the episode so we get reminded before you analyze and talk about it. Don't stop the funny ones because they're great. I just want to bring this up because I kind of agree about that. Like, we talked about 9 episodes in 4-1 coming out soon and would jump around a lot. It might be hard. I'm curious, send us feedback, send us comments telling us how you feel about that when it comes out, because we don't want to, like, be too redundant, like, having, like, multiple recaps or anything like that. That'll drag on. But it's something we're considering, and we're looking for more feedback about that. So, I guess, you know...
I guess,
what are you going to say, Ashley?
I don't know. It's just so hard. Like, what level of summary, of literal summary, do we need to go into? Like, this is the episode where JP evolves? Or, like, do we have to go through step by step? But, like, we describe normally when we... decide to talk about something in depth, we're like, okay, like, X, Y, and Z happens. Here is my analysis of how that takes place. So,
and,
like...
one thing I want is, like, as a listener, when you listen to 401, like, keep that in mind. Like, let us know if we do provide enough of that context, or if you're like, I don't remember what scene they're talking about at all, and, like, I don't even know what episode that was in, just so we can, like, improve on that in the future. I've considered a couple of different things we could do for literal feedback... Sorry, for literal recaps... You know, like, we could, before we actually dive into discussion, just say, okay, here's, like, a one-sentence summary of each episode. Like, this is the, we had the Takuya Gets Spirit episode, the Koji Gets Spirit episode, like that. Just, like, list all 9 of them, and then, okay, let's dive in. Also been considering doing a segment where, like, I try to recap in, like, a minute. Ashley's shushing her cat. I wonder if that's picked up on the mic. He just made a really cute noise. Yeah, I think I was going to call it Frantic Recap, where I would have, like, 2 minutes to recap all 9 episodes. So.
But you would fail so hard.
I would fail so hard, but it would be fun to watch me fail.
Would it? I don't know.
I think, actually, 2 minutes would be too long. I'd try to do it in a minute. Just, like...
You'd fail even harder.
Takuya, Koji, JP. I wouldn't even remember... I can't remember the names of the characters that quickly. Like Takuya, Koji, JP, Tom, Zoe. Okay, like... yeah. Anyway, those are ideas we're tossing around. If you have other ideas, let us know. And yeah, we want to improve the podcast and keep it. We don't want to just throw in lots of segments. You're like, oh, I know what happens. Jeez. Next comment came from, I actually don't know how to pronounce this, but it was from our comment section. XXX, Missed XXX, said, talking about Frontier, it's a good season, but the Royal Knights arc suffers from making half the cast cheerleaders. Basically, they don't do much besides stand in the background and evacuate Digimon. We haven't gotten to that point of the show. Yeah, that's the Royal Knights arc, which we already are anticipating to dread a lot anyway. But
I have no expectations.
I think that's what you're going to think of as the forest.
Oh, good.
I think that's what you remember as the
forest.
I agree with that a lot from my memory. And it's just kind of it seems like a shame to me because... One of the cool things that I think Frontier does is instead of having the partner dynamic, which of course people love, it tries to, because the partner dynamic always had this weird cheerleader aspect of it where, like, you know, while Greymon's fighting, all Tai's doing is being like, yeah, Greymon, go! I'm usually making hand gestures throughout this, but this time I actually made ones that fit of Tai being like, yeah, Greymon! I'm thinking there's, like, one image where he's just, like, pumping fists in the air. Anyway, at some level, if you think about what's going on, whenever that happens, it's absurd, and you're like, not absurd, but it's just, like, the kids are just standing around and cheering, and by at least... I mean, Tamers did it first, right, with the bio-merging. And the card swiping, I guess, theoretically, was supposed to make them more involved than just being cheerleaders.
Theoretically.
Theoretically. We were kind of disappointed by that. But anyway, all that is to say that Frontier, you know, like, has an opportunity to be like, no more cheerleaders. Everyone's actively involved all the time. But instead, by the end of the season, it's like, nope. Two main ones are fighting. Now the other ones are just cheerleaders again. So that's frustrating and disappointing to me. But we'll see how it actually is in practice. Because, like some people said, they were excited for. Maybe the banter they have while being cheerleaders is more entertaining than the fighting.
Okay.
So, more comments from XXX Mist. It would be a little less frustrating if it weren't for the fact that they didn't get their fusion evolutions, which do exist for all the legendary warriors. Talking about the other non-Takuya and Koji characters. And I just want to say, yeah. As I recall, they're... at least two of the stages, like the evolution stages, there is a plausible reason why it's just Takuya and Koji who get them. Like, the spirits get concentrated in the two of them. But then the fusion ones, there's really, I don't remember there being any reason why they're the only two that get that. And that's frustrating, structurally. We'll see how that goes when we get to it. The last comment came from, what are we doing in time? Oh, okay, we still have 26 minutes left. If you're joining us now and didn't hear, I think it was just in the banter in the beginning, the live streaming technology we use is capped at an hour for the day, so we will have a hard limit. We're trying to fit everything in that hour. So last comment was from Nan, and they said, I also remember the outcry when fans realized there was only one female character. Sorry, I should mention there was a bunch more comments, but I wanted to highlight this part of it. And boy, did the writers screw up with that one female character. I think there are a lot of other things to like, though. This is the wishy-washiest thing to like, but I really enjoy the atmosphere of the series. It was a nice change after Tamers, not quite as dark, but still distinctive from Adventure. The plot is pretty solid, although it suffers from some pretty unforgivable pacing problems later on, and I do commend the writers for trying something entirely new. I even like the spirit evolution thing. It seems like the logical conclusion of bioemerging from Tamers, although I wish there were maybe more reoccurring Digimon allies just to fill the gap left by the kids not having partners. And yeah, I think all the comments in there pretty resonant with me and general opinion. I also didn't really, I guess I mentioned before that my experience with Digimon, like, I had kind of lost touch with the fan base when Frontier started and, like, picked up midway. So I was never involved to know about that outcry from the fans when they found out only one female character. So it's almost, I'm happy to hear that fans were pissed about it back then too. You know, like, my recollection was that, like, people were just like, okay, cool, new season, cool, I don't have any criticism. So finding out that people were like, no, there's only one female character, that's nice to hear. I wish that
I like how you added character after that.
I was like, oh no, I used female as a noun, what did I do?
No, you committed a horrible thing.
Yeah, it's kind of frustrating though, because, like, then this is the first season where, like, that became a pretty strong trend. I guess Crosswords doesn't technically only have one female character. It only has one female character at a time, really. Like, it swaps out characters.
Okay.
Well, I mean, like, it has Taiki and then his two non...
I don't know. I still partners. Have trouble in Tamers considering, like, Jerry is there and Susie is there, but they're, like, they're not Rika. Like...
Okay, they're not Rika, but it's still, like, female representation on the team is 33%. I guess that's actually not that high compared to... What is... Adventure is 3 out of 8 is 37%, 37.5%. 02 is it 2 out of 6? No, the 3?
2 out of...
Is it just Kari and Yuli?
It's Kari and Yuli.
Is there a third one?
With...
Who is Digimon?
Who is Digimon?
Is Digimon then... female?
What?
Digimon's a character. Digimon's the main character, right?
But then it's only Cody,
Cody, TK, and Ken Davis. Okay. Oh, Ken. So that's 2 out of 6. That's 33%. Okay, I should have realized 2 out of 6 is the same as 1 out of 3. I was a math major, guys.
Yeah, you were.
Oh boy.
Oh boy.
Oh boy. Thank you, Zoe, my favorite, for clarifying 2 out of 6. Oh no. Adam Air Pulver mentioned that I forgot 0-2 kids just like try.
It's true. No. Well, try made us forget them.
Yeah, it's true. We've been infected by the try bug, and now we just like, who?
It's Demiurge.
Demiurge. Demiurge is always Demiurge. On that note. Okay, now on to the third and final big segment. I'm waving my hands around because this is all haphazard. We have two more segments technically after this one, but it's the final big one for the feedback episode, which is Ask Platygus. I don't know why I called it. It's just Q&A. It's just questions and answers. Send us questions. We'll answer them. The first one I want to get to was from Corrido Prime. He sent it to us over the break between seasons, I think. There really wasn't much of a break because there was a break in the middle of season 3.
We don't take the breaks the right.
No. We don't take the right breaks.
Yes.
I took the break, between 3:14 and the retrospective. And I did the same thing in season 2.
Yeah, you did the same thing in season 2.
I'm sorry. that's all I can say. Anyway, this question from Creator Prime. Here is an email. And by the way, you can send us questions. You can just send us on social media. You can leave them in the comment thread. We'll basically put them in Google Doc to reference later. So send it to us anyway. And we'll add them to the list of things to tackle eventually. So anyway, this email from Creator Prime. Hello, Tamers of the Nostalgiamon. Now that you have finished Season 3/Tamers, I thought of a fun little game. Can you name what you think would be the most suitable crest for each of the Tamers?
Oh, gosh.
So, and Creator Prime made a list of what they thought, but they wanted to hear our opinion. And so he said, Takato would have kindness. Henry would have reliability. Rika would have purity because of her pure hate of Kazu and Kenta.
Okay.
Ria would have courage because he's an idiot. Kazu and Kenta would have friendship. Jerry would have light because they admit that they're an asshole. I guess forgiving Jerry Light.
Because girls. Okay.
I mean, first of all, just to comment on what we think of Creator Prime Diego's picks. I assume you're going to have fault with Rika having purity, just from a, like...
Oh, yeah, no. I don't agree with that.
I mean, the problem is there's no, like, crest of strength.
Crest of badass!
Exactly. Like, I mean, the problem with...
I have to look at the list of crests.
Well, we have 3 crest toothpaste in the closet.
It's true, crest toothpaste. That's
Takata would have toothpaste. Henry would have Colgate. Anyway,
I mean, no! Kazu would... Wait, who's the most Davis? They would have toothpaste because
what?
Davis has that joke about how he uses sensitive toothpaste because his teeth are sensitive. Oh, yeah,
I totally forgot about that. I don't have it in the soundboard. is it this one?
Got it memorized. No.
What?
I'm not laughing.
Well, but I am.
Yes. So, Rika having purity. I assume this isn't Creator Prime's point because he mentions that it's because of her pure hate of Kazu and Kenta. But in general, girl is being classified as the pure ones because they're so innocent and stuff is like a really frustrating trend. Again, we don't assume this is what you meant by that, but like whenever we just see Rika and purity on a list together.
It even happens in The Hunger Games, and I'm not going to go on The Hunger Games.
You're looking at The Hunger Games wiki, Ashley.
I'm not. I'm on the crest list. List of crests. Okay. What would I give? I don't know what to give Rika, though. I feel like I would give Rika reliability, even though that also works for Henry, because Rika is always the one who's like, you know what, I'm gonna go save Itman, and they're all like, what? And she's like, I'm gonna do it, you guys.
Yeah, the thing is, like, if you're looking at the pure definition of the crest, I mean, like, yeah, I think Rika is the most reliable. If you're looking at the character archetypes from Adventure, Henry is the most Joe.
Yes, I agree.
But so, like, he still is reliable, but, like, Rika is the most, like, competent reliable.
Yes.
I mean, I personally struggle with, like, any kind of thoughts about crests because I feel like they as much as I like adventure, like the crests are not the best distillation of like 8 attributes to split kids by. Like,
yeah, they're weirdly split. Also, Kratawashi says courage. I just have such a negative for Rika, I assume. But I have such negative connotations of courage because of Taino and Davis.
Right, like, it makes sense for us to be like, Ryo gets courage because he's dumb. You know, like, he's
dumb.
Like, we're already like, oh yeah, courage is negative. I don't have negative connotations from...
I, like, try Ty's courage more than...
That's controversial.
Controversial opinion. Tri-Tai actually understands what courage means.
Kaidawashi mentions that Rika does jump off stuff a lot, which is true.
That's true. But this is why we don't...
Takato did that right before she did when she merged into Tsukuyomon.
She also jumped onto a train in that maybe non-canonical movie.
Canonical is just what you make of it, Ashley.
Yeah. It's all in my head.
this is tough. I mean, I find it tough because I just don't... Yeah, I don't have much of a strong attachment to the crests. I feel like Takato, I would probably give friendship.
Yeah. Okay. Kindness also works.
Kindness also does work. Again, that's the problem, is that, like, they're not, like, mutually exclusive traits. And... the more I think of this, the more I'm like, I kind of rebel against the notion that kids should be defined by any one attribute like this. Like, it's a kind of a weird, troublesome message to point out. And it's also weird how it hasn't been brought up by Tri at all. Like,
well, because they gave up their, I don't know, whatever.
They still define
attributes.
The fact that we can show Tri to people who have not watched Digimon before and they didn't even know the crests were a thing.
Oh, right.
is weird.
Oh, man, we need to make them watch the second one.
We do, and the third one. Yes. And the fourth one, before it comes
all
out.
All of them.
I guess this is the first time we're recording after I've, finally set things in stone and bought tickets and stuff, but I'm going to be in Japan for the fourth... Not for the premiere, but I'll
be going without
Japan.
Me, so he sucks!
It really set in yesterday how, like, that's actually going to be pretty lonely, and I'm going to be sad being there.
I'm going to party so hard by myself, and your sister's going to be there for part of it. We're just going to party without you.
I'm going to go to a developer conference and, you know, party with the programming, as they say. They don't say that.
They don't say I like Zoe is my favorite, put Jerry Hope. I like that more.
Yes. Oh, that makes her spiral into depression even more bittersweet.
She's the TK.
It's almost, because she has like her focus on destiny does feel kind of vaguely hope-esque, and her, like, it's almost like her detrimental focus on destiny is like a corruption of hope. Like, if you believe so much in what the future is, you get sent what it is, and then you're not open to what it actually could become.
Well, Zoe is my favorite interpretation of it is. She used her hope to free herself at the end, to an extent. I'm just saying I like Jerry having TK's crest more.
I'm just saying Rika should have the crest of strength and badassness. So
okay.
She would make her own crest.
Yes. Rika is like, screw your crests. I am not about that.
We should move on to some more questions so we're not just answering this one question the entire time, because we are running low on time.
All right.
And I just hit the wrong button, so I don't know how much time
that's
left.
Cool.
We have 15 minutes left. So I am learning that, like, scanning a list while talking and also trying to figure out questions to talk about is difficult. On Twitter, ShadowLilith92 asked, why do I love Digimon Frontier so much? I don't think we're qualified to answer that.
I don't know. Why do you? Please tell me. I want to know.
What else is there? Okay, Embermoto asked on Twitter, how do you think this season will compare to the others, as it is the first to not have the traditional Digimon-human partnership?
See, I really end up... Like, I think part of what we're attracted to is the cute digital monsters. And in lacking them, I feel like it just won't be as impactful. That doesn't mean it wouldn't be as good. It's just like... It's the difference between a series of books that you really, really love versus a standalone book that's like good, but, you know, you're never going to get as attached to it as reading 10 books. That's my analogy. I'm sorry. I work in books. That's why.
I'm trying to figure out how to cough on a live show.
Cool.
The thing is, that, like, when they say that the Digimon, the cute creatures, are what draw people to Digimon, that might be true. I don't know if I'd completely disagree with that, but I do feel like...
Partially disagree with that.
I do feel like that's not Digimon's strength. That might be Pokemon's strength. You know, like, I don't think anyone... But, like, Digimon's strength
but
is
the
its
Digimon
characters.
Can talk. Like, I'm
talk.
Not...
Sure, the Digimon can talk, but, like, no one who is, like, a huge Digimon fan is, like... Okay, I shouldn't say no one. I'm thinking... Maybe I just think it's because of Tri, but, like, almost everyone who is an adventure fan that I can think of is, like, a huge fan of the characters. Like, they love the characters. They don't... The human guys, I should say human characters. Digimon are characters, too. But they love the kids and their dynamics, and the Digimon are a fun angle to get their stories. Is how I think most people think of adventure, at least. I'm not sure how that applies to Tamers. I think Tamers, like, I think because the Tamers Digimon are more characters, have stronger individual standalone characters. I think people do love those characters more. They stand more on equal footing.
Giyomon is the best. But Randomon's cool too.
Impmon? Are you serious?
You all think Terriermon is cute. Are you serious, Jeff? Are you serious?
Yeah, so... But all that is to say, like, I
Gabumon
so much,
is great. So
I have lots of... like, hope that a series that chooses to avoid the partner dynamic has potential to make those characters much more interesting. But from what we've seen, having already watched episodes for 401, it's a bit like... And we do talk about this.
I'm not confident in this so far.
I think we have a whole segment talking about the lack of partners and how we feel about them having watched those episodes in 401. So look forward to that.
Yes.
Another comment from Embermoto is, how do you feel about the lack of female representation with there being only one female lead?
It's just never going to work well. You cannot carry all the weight of being a woman on one girl's shoulders.
Totally, sure. But I'm also thinking in terms of, like there are lots of... Whenever there's any kind of diversity, that's always kind of true. Like, Henry is the only mixed-race, like, half-Chinese character in Digimon. And, like,
yeah,
if
but
you,
it's
if
not,
you,
like, emphasized.
It's more emphasized in the Japanese version. It's completely non-existent in the English version, in the dub. Sure. But I'm just thinking of the fact that, like, if that's what you want on Digimon, is representation of Hafu and of people who aren't just Japanese descent, like, you're going to be extremely limited. Like, Henry can't be the one character who does all that for you. But like, women are half the population. So... Like that's like a huge population to leave to just one character.
Women are more than half the population because dudes die more. That's actually a fact. That's just a fact.
Left-handed people die more.
What? Okay, you're not half the population.
Well, yes, but there's some statistic about it's like a marginal difference in chance of dying.
Okay.
Rate of dying of left-handed. I can't remember if that was something that's been disproven or not. A lot of theories that it has to do with like mechanical equipment being oriented for right-handed people, so then, but they think that's been shown to be bogus. I forget. Oh. I think what's bogus and what's not bogus. Anyway. Oh, okay. Further drilling into this question about female representation, Embermoto also asks, why do you think there are fewer females this time, and do you think this will carry over into other seasons? I mean, we don't have pure, unspoiled views on that, because at least I know the characters in the future seasons, and Savers, you know, has four leads. One of them is female. Cross Wars, I guess it's hard to define because it has three different waves, and the first wave has, I don't know how you define the main character, main versus not main. There are two characters in Cross Wars that get shuffled around. One of them is only present in the first third of the series. Another one is only present in the second third of the series. And are there no main female characters in the third? Huh. There are ones in the background. There's like a semi-antagonist. I don't like Cross Wars. Anyway.
I don't like...
Yeah. I am really curious about why they would do that, why they would reduce the number. I guess... I don't know.
They kept reducing the number of the people on the team altogether, and I don't feel like they've changed it proportionally that much.
But it did. I mean, going from, like, we're looking at 37 to 33 to 20%, that is... I think the thing is that, like... I think
it's because segmentation marketing, it ruins everything.
I think the problem is that once you reduce the cast down to a small number of characters, it becomes easier to get in the mindset of there being only one girl, and you have to do a lot more to combat that, especially if I just think it's an easier trap to fall into as writers, that like girl is just one of many acts. Like, there's young, fat, girl, lone wolf, brave. Like, that, like I think once you have, like, a fewer... Like, when you have 8 characters, like, you can't just be, like... It's impossible to think of it as, like, okay... Like, you have, like, that many different characterizations for the characters to be, like, oh, yeah, girl, and, like, the 7 different... Well, there aren't 7. Anyway, I'm rambling and not making sense anymore. Yep. My point is that the smaller cast makes it easier to fall into, I think.
Okay.
And I think they continue that trend of having a smaller cast. So
Sam Krieger in our Slack says Sabres has literally about 9 female characters, including minor characters, through the entire series.
9? Wait.
That is the number that she has.
Wait, 9 female characters?
Yes.
Wait, is that, like, is that a low?
Or? You're going to have to tell me if that's a fact, because I don't know.
And I'm just trying to think, like, what other minor characters there are around. I'm not sure if the point of this is to be like, oh, that's a lot of them, or a few number of them. Because I don't know how many minor characters are usually involved in Digimon.
I don't think we know. Well, there's also the problem of female Digimon being lacking always.
Yeah. Oh, in terms of
gender of
Digimon. That too, is frustrating. Hmm. Yeah. And the last comment we got in from Emerota was about the season, the timelines of the different series, and whether what we think about Frontier fitting into a timeline with the other seasons. And my thought about that is just that I think of Frontier as a separate season. It's kind of neat to, like, think about the possibility that maybe Frontier is the world. Like, the Frontier kids are the original kids that are mentioned in Adventure, but I really don't think about that too much. But
Maki's coming to ruin that theory for you.
I don't read too much into that. Like, I think like the timeline theory or something like Zelda is an interesting thing, but is also, like, not worth reading tons into. And I think for Digimon, it's even more not worth tons of reading into. And yeah. I assume you feel similarly, actually. Yeah. Because, like, the thing is, like, Zelda, I think people go too far into thinking about the continuity and timelines of Zelda. But even, like, but I think the reason that there is room for that is because of similar landmarks, similar characters, references between games and stuff. And Digimon really doesn't have that aside from, like, really, really minor thing. I think most of them fall into the room of headcanon. So, anyway, we need to move on. So now I'm going to delay until I hit the button.
It's going to cut off in, like, 2 minutes.
Yes, we only have 2 more minutes in the live. We have 3 minutes and 50 seconds until everything gets cut off. So we're rushing through things. And we figure we should do, recommendation articulation before we get cut off in the live stream. So, Ashley, I'll go first so you can think of something in a minute or whatever. So I am going to recommend a book which I just finished and I've been reading for a while, but it's really good. It's called Understanding Comics, The Invisible Art, and it's by Scott McCloud. It's pretty old. It's from 1994. Basically, what is it? It's like an exploration of what comics is. It's like, I found it really interesting because it's like a really in-depth look at the mechanics of comics, and also, like, a really thoughtful breakdown that is totally not necessary to actually read comics in any way. It's called Understanding Comics, but you don't, it's not like this is essential information you need to understand the vocabulary of comics. What is interesting about comics is that you don't need that vocabulary. Like, you just jump in and you understand things. So I found it really cool to like be like, okay, but I'm gonna look into it anyway and like look into the vocabulary, the, you know, there's like lots of different chapters. There's one about like how time is represented in comics and how it's a lot more complicated than you think, how space is represented, how different use in different cultures of, well, it's primarily like, there's not that many cultures looked at. I mean, there's like Western, there's American comics, European comics, and Japanese comics, I think the main one looked at. And this is from 1994, so it's before the manga boom in the US. Anyway, it's really interesting. It does, you know, it's not just Western comics. It does look at some manga things too. And it's really cool.
Okay.
Ashley, what's your
I believe I recommended that people read Jay Asher's book in a different podcast, but I will specifically say that you should read 13 Reasons Why, because it is one of my favorite books. And when I convinced one of my coworkers to read it last year, they were like, yes, this is now one of my favorite books too that I read all year. It was like her end favorite book of the year. It is becoming a Netflix series soon. I believe it comes out in like, actually, I'm not sure that it has like an official release date yet, but it's supposed to come out this year. So, you know, if you want to be up with the cool kids, you would read it.
There was the cool people who read the book before the cool series comes out.
Peoples who the definition know of cool. That this book is what is up.
And it, you described to me the plot and it sounds really...
It's very depressing. Okay. Yeah. It's very, very depressing. It's about suicide. But it's told so well. I would actually say that the audiobook is probably the ideal way to consume it. But there was also a 10th anniversary book, physical book release that has an alternate ending. So maybe you want to read that. I don't know.
Ashley and I recently realized that we have divergent problems in terms of book collection. I buy too many books I never get around to reading. Ashley buys the same books she loves over and over again, different editions.
It's so true. I own at least 4 different copies of The Hunger Games at this point.
Yeah, but maybe I'll read it. I also want to mention, before the live stream cuts out, we only have 45 seconds left, the name of Ashley's book recommendation is Jay Asher, and is not a crossover between Jay of Lost in Translation Man and Asher of Padagis. Even though I saw that in the title and was like,
totally should be. Like, but no, he's a real person who is separate from both.
you mean the human and beast spirits of Jay and Asher didn't fuse?
Yeah,
into...
that's what happened.
I started saying, like, which one would be the beast? That's kind of really mean to the class.
Oh, oops.
on that note, goodbye, chat room. Goodbye, live stream.
We'll see you again someday. Best facts.
Yes, it is. I was just pausing because we're cutting out.
Okay.
If we want to publish this to the side, sure, we'll know. We'll publish it. Sure, we're going to. I have my own pipeline to release it. Sorry for that. And now let's go. You can find the full show notes and comment thread for this episode at podiges.com/400.5. Jump into the comments to let us know what you thought about this episode, like which tamer you totally think should get which crest and how we're totally wrong about all of that. What else are we wrong about? Did we say anything else controversial?
Spoiler warnings are garbage.
No, they're actually really valuable tools for a society that is constantly at different points in our media consumption. You can also let us know your thoughts via social media, email, or with the Will thread, or the Digimon subreddit thread for episode 400, since we're not going to make a new one for 400.5. Sorry. It's a live podcast.
It's a live podcast.
Okay. Ashley starts talking to the chat.
Don't know what's happening. Podcast is made possible with your support on Patreon, including support from our current awesome champion Patreon, Joe Keto. Wait, do these people have recommendations? I'm pretty sure none of the... Yeah, okay. Well, okay, right, sure.
Let's just mumble on the podcast. It's a mumble podcast. It's a mumble cast, right? That's what you tune in for, right?
Podcast is just made possible with your support on Patreon, including support from our awesome current champion Patreon, including Joe Keto, Kailunamon, Kaiser Washi, and Red from Breakfast with Digimon on SoundCloud. and our newly digivolved ultimate Patreon, David Graumon, and our super mega Patreon, Sam Kriwagamon, from the Moncast on SoundCloud. The Dash Moncast on SoundCloud. Anyway, they would like to plug their partner's Tumblr, which is purple slash... No, that's not a slash. I cannot read. purple-pixel.tumblr.com. They are currently doing daily Animal Crossing drawings, and they are really cute, so you should go check that out.
I forget if you actually... I think you did mention, but that's Sam's partner's Tumblr, so... It's not just a random Tumblr. Use you, cat. this live show is half live show, half hearing Ashley mess up lines that she's supposed to be reading.
Yeah. So. What? I'm done now.
Yeah. You can... Blah, blah, blah. Me too. I mess up everything too. If you want to support the show, check out our Patreon. For $1 a month, you can join our private group chat on Slack. What have we been ranting about there recently? There's lots of politics talk.
There's been some Power Rangers.
Power Rangers, because there's a new trailer for that, and...
New anime season. People are just talking about random anime right now.
Yeah, this current season is lacking for me, so I haven't been participating in that, but there's that too. Anyway, you can also get cool stuff like commentary tracks and behind-the-scenes notes for $3 a month, and a new sticker and button every month for $10 a month, ability to choose episode topics for $15. $15 is a thing.
Five plus $10.
You can choose episode topics for $15 a month, and you can have a monthly Skype hangout with me and Ashley for $25 a month. I mentioned commentary tracks in there. We haven't recorded them yet, but we're going to have one once a month, so we haven't figured out the schedule for that yet.
Jeff, on my birthday, can we watch an Ohana movie? Can we do a commentary track for that?
I guess. we'll see. We'll think about that. I hadn't thought of it being movies that we've never seen before.
That could be more interesting. Is that weird?
It could be interesting. It could be more interesting. I don't want to distract the experience from the initial watching of the movie, though.
That's true.
But also, anyway, we'll see. We'll keep you informed on social media what we're planning on doing for that.
You can find Poddigious on Twitter, Tumblr, or Facebook to keep up with the Digimons, hear about upcoming episodes and recordings, and get funny Digimon images and GIFs. So many images and GIFs.
Yeah.
Jeff has a problem. Some of them are, actually really funny, though.
I really like the one of Bokemon holding up the book and the caption that...
No, the best one is still the presidential election.
Oh, yeah.
Poor picture. So good. It was. You can find me on Twitter at AshMcD00. You can find Jeff. Where can they find you, Jeff?
You're not reading from the new script. I am on Twitter at Jeffly Jeff. You're supposed to be Jeff's on Twitter at, and then I say Jeffly Jeff.
I don't care.
Listeners care. Listeners no, totally
they
care.
They do not.
Share the podcast with your friends who can read scripts in the Google Doc, and don't share the podcast with your friends who are currently licking their feet.
They were licking more inappropriate parts than themselves before.
I didn't want to say licking butt on a podcast, but thanks, Ashley.
I didn't say that. Now he's just playing with the chair. All right.
I'm curious if he's going to be picked up on the microphone for this. Anyway. Oops, I played the wrong music. This is the right music. This is too loud. Okay. We're freaking this all out for the first time.
What?
Okay. Here we go for real. And join us next week as we cover the Human Spirit Acquisition Parade with episodes 1 through 9. Bye. Bye. And remember, never stop digivolving. So we did a little dance party, Ash and I, while that was playing. And the cat was just watching us being like, what is going on with your hands?
What is happening? Can I have your hand?
Digivolve your differences. Do I have the actual clip of that? What is that?
What?
Do I not have the actual,
I don't think that? You do.
I have.
We also didn't say anything about t-shirts.
We didn't say anything about t-shirts. Well, thankfully, we're in the outro right now.
We're in the outro right now.
The post-credits, whatever. We're not going to have traditional bloopers, I think, of this episode, so I'm not going to... Oh, it's going to be really hard for me to resist the urge to edit. But that's the goal for this, is to put it out without editing it. So I think I'm going to try. You'll know when you're listening to this if I put it out edited or not. And, you know, be honest, like, let us know if you listen to it and it's unedited and it's like pretty clear there's a lower quality because of that. If things, you know, like, are uninteresting because we're rambling, if there's like problems with the audio quality, we're trying out this new recording environment first time where we did the same thing for a couple guest interviews for the try chapter 3. And when I was editing those, it was actually really hard to separate because Ashley and I are in the same room. And our mics aren't great about isolating sound. So like Ashley's mic picks up my sound and my mic picks up her voice. So it was really hard to edit that out. And we're trying this in a slight tweak of that where I hope they're not being picked up too much, but there might be some of that crosstalk.
We tried to test it out before.
We tried to test it out before. Good. It sounded fine.
Doesn't mean anything.
Right. So, I mean, please be honest with us. Like, if you notice a significant decrease in quality and how much that matters to you, you know, like, if that would mean you don't want to listen to future feedback episodes because of the decrease in quality, like, be honest with us. Well, you know, if a bunch of people say that, we'll try and tweak things. But back to the shirts. Yes.
Shirts.
This episode should be coming out. Oh, I wish we mentioned the live chat because that's like actually, usually when I say dates on the podcast, I'm like, this hopefully will come out on this date. That was the one time when the live chat was going, you are definitely listening to this at this time. That's the only time in the history of the podcast. That's been true. But no, I mean, if I'm not doing editing, this should definitely come out on the 20th, which would mean there's one more week to buy shirts.
You're going to say one more day.
Okay. No. 1 week. No. The campaign, there are two campaigns, but they run until the 27th to get the Calumon and Iman shirts. I don't know. I mean, me personally, I am much more excited to have both of these shirts than I was for the season 2 shirt we ran.
I definitely am too, but we haven't actually ordered them
yet. We're going to order them.
We're going to do it.
It's, I think, but like the artwork that we got commissioned of Calumon from Mary Cagle and Iman from Vimontimer, I think both of those are leagues better than the crappy Calumon artwork that I, not Calumon, crappy Cheapmon artwork, which I traced and then drew crappy Trace headphones on.
Yeah. way better than that.
And I also, like, when we were designing these shirts, I wanted to avoid just having it be like, Bot Ninjas! Like, I didn't want to make it seem like we were just asking you to be a walking banner advertisement for us. So we hoped that having the little insidey joke, like, never stop digivolving and digivolve your differences, would be kind of, like, funny things, like, funny little in-jokes to have instead of just being a name for something.
Yeah.
And hopefully we tried to... My main concern was whether people would, like, feel embarrassed walking around with something that said, like, digivolve your differences, but...
I'm totally excited to walk around with something that says digivolve your differences.
Hopefully you embrace the silliness.
Are we going to do, like, try shirts?
I don't know about that. The problem is, like, we don't want to do, like, too many shirts where people are like, well, I just bought one. Like, I don't want to, like, keep it's buying
true,
them.
True, but I feel like people would be more excited for try shirts.
Yeah. Let us know if that would be something you're interested in. Like, if you...
What try artwork do we have? Oh, we have the
Joe we have and the, Mimi. We have the Joe and Mimi listening to headphones while studying. And we have...
Rihanna's.
Takaru. Awesome, yeah, Takaru putting hats on Koshiro.
Right. That one's so good.
It is so good. I like, as soon as I was like, oh my god, I want to make a shirt of this. But I was like, okay, we shouldn't ask for too many shirts. Like...
Maybe at the end. This. At the end of try, we...
Yeah, maybe at the end of try, we'll, like, have a vote on which design you would like on a try shirt the most.
Because we're going to get more designs.
Or maybe what we should do is actually in the lead up to try chapter 6. And then you could wear the shirt about and be like, guys, you should watch this try thing. There's Takeru putting hats on Koshiro. That's totally a thing that would convince people to watch try. Anyway, I think that's the end of things. I think the live show was a success. No one is listening to this live anymore, but... hopefully,
there was good participation.
Oh, yeah. And hopefully, the people who listened live are listening to this to hear the extra stuff. I know I used to listen to a tech podcast and I would listen to it live. Actually, it was the opposite. I would listen to it live because they would keep going and then they would cut that stuff in the released episode. So I would listen live to get the extra content. But at some point, I was like, I have listened to too many hundreds of podcasts to listen to anything at 1x. So I really appreciate everyone who was able to come to the live chat and deal with 1x because I can't.
It's true. I don't normally listen to podcasts at 1x.
But But no, I mean, yeah, the chat room participation was fun. We're still getting used to the whole, like, talking while there are comments, which you want to read, but also, like, how do we keep talking? Do we get distracted by the comment? Like, it's a difficult
art to master. I definitely tried to, I read the comment and was like, I want to bring up this comment, but I'm going to assess when Jeff is done talking.
Yeah, so if you felt like you were trying to, like, tell us stuff and we missed it, sorry about that, but yeah, we're still figuring out how to handle that, balance that well, so hopefully we get better at it over time. Unfortunately, it is something that, like, we have to be kind of crappy at it at first to get better. And yeah, hopefully just, like, being in the chat is fun. It was fun for us to have people, like, commenting on things we were saying as we were going, because it's like a new experience. It's like people are calling me out for being wrong right away.
Jeff, you said Justin. No, I didn't. Yes, you did. No,
maybe it was the, like, because we had the Patreon, Justin Blaine Davis, and then I saw, like, three words. One of them was, like, Justin.
Maybe.
And then I was like, Justin Blaine Davis. But anyway.
Yeah, it's not that person. No.
Yeah, so good night, and to all a good Digimon.